This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Simon. Oh, Simon. There is someone very special next to you, Simon.
Yes, we are joined in the studio by the lovely Pam Ann.
I am fingering the air hostess, but she is not coming.
Well, I've heard that before. I actually have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The queen of air hostesses.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, mm-hmm. okay, I met a lovely air hostess, a male one, an air host, mm-hmm. not an air hostess. And I got his phone number because I was doing work on the plane. I was doing school work on the plane.
This doesn't sound like it's going down the right way.
My question...
You were doing schoolwork on the plane?
I was doing work...
A male flight attendant... What?
Well, I'm asking the question, what's the...
Was it fun?
Well...
Did you get your colouring pencil, the colouring book out? Did you go outside of the line?
I lost my glue stick, but it hasn't happened since... Do you have some pointers for poor old me who wants to get some action on an airplane? How do I meet some lovely flight attendants? What are
you
your hints
and tips? You want to meet flight
tips?
Attendants?
Well, just for one night.
Okay, well, that's easy. You just ask them. They'll usually oblige because they're part of their job.
Oh, good.
It's in the job description.
Just find a notepad.
But you can also, Virgin America, Qantas now, apparently, you can text from seat to seat from the in-flight program. So if you fancy someone on the plane, you can actually message them. It's like the Grindr of the airline industry.
That is magic.
Virgin is, they should be called Grindr.
Oh, yeah, well, no.
Because you can pick up. Yeah. And have you seen the lighting? It's all dark and frosted. And I picked up a flight attendant on Virgin America once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, bit of chocolate.
Oh, that's nice.
And I didn't think he knew who I was, and I thought I was going to get a bit of action. And I said, why don't you come and meet me at the Mondrian Hotel in Los Angeles? He came through the door and he went, oh, my God, it's Pam Ann! And I was like, oh, I nearly said the word. I was like, are you kidding me? I thought he was straight. My gaydar was so out of whack. And then I had to entertain his ass that whole night. So I took him out with the gays. I said, please, take him.
Now,
take him and do him.
Pam, where have you been? Where have you come from?
I've come from Auckland.
Oh, goodness.
I know. It was amazing. They're really into extreme stuff over there. They throw themselves off buildings and I thought people were killing themselves. It was just people jumping off every building in the city centre. It was wild. And there's like really, you know, like the whole Hobbit thing. There really is something really kind of odd there because they looked... There was really a Hobbit family next to us. And when I flew Air New Zealand, there was like a Hobbit in the overhead locker. He said, sorry, there's no room in here. When I went to put my bag up, it's kind of weird. There's Hobbits and they look like Hobbits. And the guy opposite me had this white blonde hair. He looked like a wizard. Like, seriously.
Gandalf.
There was really, really bizarre. And then over the Pacific, like 12 hours, it was just extreme turbulence. But I'm like, New Zealanders, when the seatbelt sign comes on, they take it off. Like, they're just complete extreme sports people. You know, not like the British. They're like, oh, no, quickly pop your seatbelt on. You know, and they oblige by they do all the rules in Britain and in New Zealand. I'm really hungover. I'm not making any sense at all right now.
You'll be fine.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have had that last Riesling.
How long ago was that?
About 2 hours. Ago.
Lovely.
Oh, good.
I asked for an espresso. I was at Nobu. I know. I know. Posh. I didn't pay for it. That's why I went. And I asked for a double espresso and she misheard me and brought me a double espresso martini.
Oh, well, you've been rocking.
Oh, yeah. She said, oh, I'm really sorry. I said, it's all right. I'll drink it, girl.
Now, you've sold out shows all over the States, Australia and Europe.
And New Zealand, apparently, as well.
And New Zealand. Wow, I can add that. Now I know what's going on there.
You've got a new tour, Plain Filthy.
Yes.
Where are you taking that? Are you going to any new places with that tour?
Oh, it's the same tour. It just changes its name. I just changed the name. It's the same stuff. We called it Plain Filthy because I think last time you were saying there's people walk out of my shows because they're offended. Because I think in the marketing, they kind of sold it like it was this beautiful golden age. Look at flying. So we got the wrong demographic to the show. I think they thought that I was going to sing musical numbers about aeroplanes. And sadly, it wasn't about that. It was more about what goes on at the Peel. So we did lose. So I thought it would be best to put it plain and simply, like plain filthy. It's a filthy show. If they complain, then we can just point to the poster and we don't have to give them their money back.
I was saying to you before that I did come and see your last show, and what made me turn and enjoy it was watching people get up and leave because it was so filthy.
Leave,
and
I thought, or else I kick them out.
Yeah. And I loved that. I thought that was brilliant that the prudes all got up and left and that you wouldn't change your show for them. So I loved it.
Yeah, in Darwin there was 20 people that walked out. I could see them too, all leaving. Even though there was a family in the front row, and at the very beginning of the show I said, you will leave the show within the next 10 minutes. And the woman was adamant that, no, we are staying. I went, no, you will leave because it's going to get really filthy for your 12-year-old daughter sitting next to you.
So many shows I go to, comedy shows, I know in my head that whoever I'm going to see is going to be an adult sort of audience.
Yeah.
And yet people bring their children along to see them.
If I had kids, I would bring them along. I had a little kid in my show in New York recently, Oliver, and he was like 12. And they went up to the family and said, do you know the nature of the material of this show? And they said, oh, no, he brought us. He wants to do it as Pam and Essay at school. It was hilarious.
Watch out for that one in your stack of essays.
Yeah. Back to your schoolwork.
I'll mark them highly because that's good, that one.
I like those families. I like them when they're like that. It's just the families that come that are not aware of it. And they get offended. Mm. You see their faces, they just get shattered.
Now, we're having a chat with Pam Ann's in the studio, the wonderful Pam Ann, who has flown in on her own aeroplane to Tullamarine to be with us here today. We're going to go to a track very quickly, just to jiggle around to something new from Marsha Hines. She's back. She has a brand new single. It's called Amazing. It's about me, obviously. It's the Peachy and Murphy radio edit of it. You are on Backseat S&M with Pam Ann at the moment here on Joy 94.9. You are on Joy 94.9. It's Backseat S&M with Simon and Michael and the wonderful Pam Ann in the studio.
I want an upgrade from the backseat.
Well, actually, speaking of the backseat, right, we're just starting here at this time slot. We've been thrown around like,
and you liked it.
Yeah, it's true. But we're gone. Everyone wins, I think, when you get thrown around.
Yes, everyone's a winner.
It's a memorable occasion. But is there something that's happened? Now, be careful. You are on radio.
No.
Is there something memorable that's happened in a backseat in your lifetime that, you know, has really stayed with you as a big memory, or maybe a little one, depending on what you were doing at the time?
In a car?
Anywhere, any backseat. It could even backseat a cinema. Who knows?
A cab?
A lot happens in the backseat of a cab.
Of course.
A bus.
Every other day something's going on in the back of a seat somewhere with me, trying to get out of paying a fare.
Oh.
Well, I don't need to. I actually like paying the fare, and I think it's hot when you get paid. But when you have to pay, you know, you pay them. I don't know. I'm such a dirty whore. I didn't even ask for money.
She just gives it back again.
Yeah, you know. I am like the Grindr. I am on Grindr. I use Grindr to find gays to go out with. That's what I do. I have Captain Rimming as my profile, and then when I'm somewhere that I need to find where the gays are, I'll go on Grindr. I say, hey, it's not really that. It's me. It's Pam Ann. Oh, let's do cocktails. And they're like, are you for real? And then we all hook up. So for me, I use it for a different, you know, different way.
Whatever works for you, really.
Well, it works. Yeah,
if it works, why change it?
I know.
Now, you did a tour with Cher. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Cher wasn't... I don't know whether it was really Cher. I think it was... There were so many drag queens, so many wigs, and there was so much video in that show. I think she was on stage for 10 minutes. She really got it right, though. I was like, God, I'm going to take that template, because she just had long 20-minute videos. I can tell... What is it? Oh, no, that was a mash of I Can Turn Back Time and Take Me Home. Two songs video, one song video, 20 dances, song video, and she was done.
Oh.
So, yeah, but she's awesome, you know. I don't know. I still don't know whether it was really her, though.
There should be some test. There should be like a test you can...
DNA.
Some
on,
sort of...
On stage
she needs
DNA
a DNA test.
Now, you've also... you were... employed by Elton John to...
Employed.
I was trying to think of a better word.
Hired.
Yeah. And that gig came from a dark room. I was doing the Bromptons, this dirty old gay club in London, and his production team were there, of course. Wow. That's how I got that gig. You never know, wherever you're performing, it could be a back room and you get some of the best gigs.
It just proves that you have to be... at standard the entire time. It doesn't matter if it's a dark room, if it's on stage. You know, you have to be up standard performing.
Well, I don't even think I was that good then anyway. I don't know what they were. They were so drunk. I probably thought, oh, wow, that air hostess looks really good. Let's get her on the plane. And I was hungover that day too. There's something wrong. I'm hungover every other day.
Do flight attendants actually go to work sober at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, great.
No, I think they're on drugs.
Oh, no.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
The chatty ones.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but they're, well, they just don't stop, do they?
No. Have you been on Avianca from Bogota?
No, I haven't.
Colombian airline?
No.
They're completely high all the time. They're paranoid. You go on that airline, they're like, is that the engine? What's the engine? Did you hear that? Are we there yet? We're there? How do we get here? Are we on a plane? And then they shoot you if you've got your mobile on. They're extreme.
Chris Jameson, our music director, has sent a message in saying, love Pam Ann, first saw her at the Builder's Arms back in the early 90s.
There you go. That's how I got the Cher gig.
Yeah.
It's the Builder's Arms.
How long have you been in entertaining the crowds?
A long time. I've been a tranny trapped in a gay body. 96.
Oh.
1996 I started. Virgin Mary's. I was just reminiscing about that the other day. Miss Candy turned 60 on the 15th.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember being with her on Commercial Road, Miss Candy and Hot Cocoa, and we'd be there, we'd be up all night, and then people would come by and say, can you mind our babies? I don't know. There was just really weird stuff. For some reason, Miss Candy looked maternal. And they said, can you mind our baby? And we all just looked at them really high. Sure. Remember the blue elephant across the road?
Yeah.
We'd all sit there. And sort of some random hippie mother came past and said, I've got to go to the supermarket. Can you mind our child? Miss Candy out of anyone. She said, oh, I've had a goldfish before. I'm sure. Those girls. Can they rebuild Virgin Mary's? That was my highlight of my career.
It was
oh
good.
No. Now, look, Pam, you've got some shows coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about what are you doing? What are you doing? How are you getting some cash?
Yeah, I don't know. It's in the interval. I'm making my money. I put an interval in for the gays so you can all get on Grindr. Half the time, that's the only reason you come to my shows. It's not for me. It's for the cock. By cock, I mean bird.
Yes.
Just saving that. There's your manager dialing in now saying, what zoo was that in?
Do you get a lot of your material from the flights that you do?
Absolutely. I mean, the first half act of in New Zealand was based on my... I thought, God, do I have enough material for this first act? Because it was just all based on Air New Zealand. Thank God I can talk. So it was, about their dresses. And because I'd never flown there, so it's nice to fly different airlines to bring new material. I know half the gays like, it's the same show. It's the same material. No, Queens. I'm going to throw some Maori stuff in amongst all the old stuff, so don't panic. So I want to talk about Qantas. You know, they're always up for a good laugh, poor things. And Virgin Australia. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I don't even know whether I'm going to talk about airlines this show. I might talk about trains. That'll freak the gays out. What's she talking about? She's talking about, what is it, the Met?
Yeah. Oh, the Metro.
Metro. Yeah. What's she talking about, Flinders Street Station?
You get plenty of material from that, though, I reckon.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a new gig. Mm. What would her name be?
A spin-off.
What would her name be? Maybe they could send some ideas in, some names for a train character. Tranny track. No. I'm sure Miss Candy could come up with something.
Oh, she would, wouldn't she?
Now, you're off to Sydney to do some shows this week at the State Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
The world premiere, I'm led to believe.
Well, we were just in New Zealand.
No, I'm looking at. I'm
is
looking
that
at
the press release? Yeah. I never read this.
It's like
who wrote that? There's none of it's true. I'm not doing any other characters except Pam Ann. You can calm down.
And then you're back in Melbourne at the Princess Theatre on the 14th and 15th of March.
Yes.
All the details can be found at livenation.com.au. Now, Pam. Do you have any advice for anyone who's going up to Sydney this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Any advice for them as they board their flight to Tullamarine or maybe at Avalon if they're lucky?
Well, just know that the sniffer dogs aren't looking for drugs. They're just looking for apples and bananas. They're only trained for apples and bananas.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I brought so much coke through Tullamarine. They're like, the beagles come running out and they're like, it's okay, just looking for apples and bananas. So funny coming into
Australia.
Thank
God for the fruit flies.
So, yeah, just pack wisely. I don't know. Have fun.
Pam Ann, thank you very much for coming to join us today.
Thanks for having me. I like your little plane up in the sky here. It's nice.
It's nice. All of Melbourne. All the details will be online, of course, at joy.org.au as well. Livenation.com.au is the place to go, Pam Ann. Enjoy your time in Sydney.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you back in Melbourne. Tullamarine.
You're on Backseat SNM with Michael and Simon here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.